On for a second, Mark. Sorry.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my gosh. See if I can get it into the group here. Ah, help, please call in. Sorry, hold on for a minute. Minute 845 277 9431. Correct number. Okay. Okay, let's see. What was I trying to do? Trying to give you a number?
Yeah, I just want to dial in your other meeting. We're going to abandon this meeting now.
Okay, see, Miss Barbara. It is 641-715-3580. 780-810. Okay. All right. We'll go with that one for now. Okay. All right. Okay. Bye. Hey, Mark. Is that you? Where's everybody else? I think Joan said she could come on, so let me send her a message. Let's see. Well, I know she's busy, but let me message her because... Well, you know, we all get busy. Oh. You know, you have a hard time sometimes, so... On call. I don't know if you got the message from Troy this morning. Did you get the message from Troy? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, were you able to do a dashboard? Oh, okay, well, that's good. I'm trying to do some, and I'll just ask others to do it and put that hashtag, so hopefully. Turn with POTUS. Parents turn with POTUS. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. This is Diana here.
Hello, my God.
This is Kathy Gardino. I'm calling you from Colorado. And Diane, Diana Crew,
yes,
gave you a number.
What was that?
Yeah, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry, I said all over you. What was your name again?
Cruz. If you don't mind, Diane, let me give you another number. We usually have a Tuesday night call on another number, but I didn't know if how it was going to work out with tonight, so I gave a different number, but... Let me give you this number because I've got Mark Prazek, who is the guy that's really great on Twitter, and he can help us. He's on the other line. So let me give you this other number if you don't mind.
All right.
It's 641-715-3580.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what was going on this program and see what...
Yeah, well, this is all set on private, so we could talk, but still, This is really probably the better one. It's area code 641-715-3580.
Got it.
And it's going to ask for a PIN number, and you can put 780-810 as the PIN number, and just hit the pound sign after it, and me and Mark will be on there. We usually have about five of us that meets on Tuesday nights, and this is really our regular number.
Okay, 780-810.
Yeah.
Okay.
What state are you calling from? Was it Colorado?
Colorado. Yeah,
I thought so. I've seen you post. You're awesome. But anyway, yeah, if you don't mind, just call. And this is my cell phone number that, well, here's another one. So I'm going to give this other person. But you can try and call, and Mark is on the other line, so he can talk to you. Okay?
Okay, real good. Sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, thanks,
Cassie.
Right. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hi there, this is Diana. Who have I got? Hi there. I see the area code 205-482. This is Diana Cruz.
This is Dawn, right?
Hey, Dawn. Dawn, can you call on this other number? We thought we were going to need this, but I don't think we are. So if I can let you call in.
What is it?
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on for a second. I'm going to hang up for... Okay, the number is 641-715-3580.
Okay.
And then there's
I'll
a PIN number.
Okay.
Diana, did you hang up on your own conference?
Oh, no. There's another lady, Kathy, that's calling in, Mark, so talk to her, okay? Sorry, I'm trying to help somebody else.
Try to focus.
I've got another one that's going to get onto this phone number where we're at. So,
okay,
but Kathy's coming on.
Number?
Okay. Hold on.
The
pin
number.
Diana. You're like an octopus on roller skate.
I got two phones. That's why. Okay, Kathy. I mean, Dawn, sorry. It's 64. What was the number that I said? 641-715-3580.
Yes. What's the PIN number?
There's an area code 780. I mean, PIN number 780-810. It's a PIN number.
Okay.
780-810 is a PIN number, and hit the pound sign afterwards. And Mark is already on there, and Kathy Gardino from Colorado. And I'll be joining
you. All right. Thanks. Okay. All right.
Bye.
I wanted to announce myself with the Kathy Gardino, and I'm calling you from Hays, Colorado. And Anna Cruz gave me the phone number here for the Blog Talk Radio Show.
Kat, well, this isn't the Blog Talk Radio Show. My name's Coach Prasick. I just followed you on Twitter.
Oh, you did? Oh!
Hey, Kathy, I'm back on, sorry. We're trying to get Mark had this wonderful way of eventually when we can do it, he's got this way of letting people that call in be able to see the computer stuff that he's doing so that people can be on board, hopefully doing the same thing with Twitter and other stuff, you know, but it's not working tonight. And so we're just going to go back to our old original number that we normally meet on Tuesday nights, and I just saw another one join us. I think it's Dawn. Is that you, Dawn? Dawn, if you don't mind, introduce yourself. I know who you are, but awesome. She is a mover and a shaker in Birmingham, and Kathy is a mover and shaker from Colorado, and so we got Colorado, Florida, and Alabama. So, okay, we got three states. Oh, my gosh, Joan Landis is on. Praise the Lord. There's I always call Joan our mental health expert. If y'all don't know her, we've learned so much about the mind of a child from dear, kind Joan. So, anyway, hey, Joan. God is good. Well, hey, guys, we always like to start with prayer. I don't know if anybody else can join us tonight because I've done gave the wrong number on Facebook. So anyway, but if we can start with a prayer, just the fact that we're even talking, I think is great. So, Mark, would you mind, Coach Mark Prazak, to start us off in prayer, sir? Amen. Okay, I guess I'll try to say a little bit of something so that we can hopefully get on the same page. This idea of a parent's turn with POTUS is a God thing, but we know, most of us know that you know, that President cares about the children. We know he's a little bit under fire right now, distracted and everything else. And it's very hard. So we got everybody clamoring for his attention. But we know the children are a priority because the suicide rate is just not acceptable. We really can't even afford for this thing to be online even a day. But, you know, it's happening. And day by day, unfortunately, we're losing a child. So that's where my, you know, thing is God is, you know, saying we got to get started. You know, people need hope. We have this website called Hope Inc. And I remember a man that ran for governor of Alabama saying, you know, without hope, you know, I mean, people can live without water for so many days, without this for so many days, but without hope you can't live, you know, even a few seconds. So we want to give them hope, and I think, you know, with us doing this rally cry, I'm believing God's going to allow Trump to hear it, and I believe he's going to do the right thing. He's going to have a meeting with parents. But the idea was, you know, to get a letter through one of these congressional legislators, and we did. We got it to an office, and it's funny because I just got a phone call this morning from Emmett McGroarty. Do y'all know Emmett McGroarty? I think he called me this morning, and he's on board. He's trying to think of what he can do. There might even be a conference before this is over with in Washington, D.C. So, you know, Emmett's going to do what he can because he knows a lot of, you know, politicians in Washington, D.C., so, and he likes the idea. He likes what we're trying to do. And he thinks we're going about the right way, which is, you know, getting it through, like Martha Roby's office is who we're trying to get it through. And it's like once this is started, it will have a life of its own. And God is so good, we're going to get to see Martha next week, and we're actually going to get her to sign the actual letter. So her office has received it. We've not gotten a letter with her actual signature, but we're going to ask her for her to sign on, and she can't help but say yes because the news is going to be there. So God orchestrated all that. So that's one thing that's working for us. But another thing, of course, is the prayer movement, and we have a friend who's all about prayer, so we're asking that person to head up a prayer movement. But I think every state needs a prayer movement. So Kathy, you know, Joan, I think we need to find folks in our states that would head up a prayer movement. And that maybe they could meet and talk about the prayer part of this, you know, and we can report back. But I think we got to fight it spiritually while we're trying to fight it, you know, politically in other ways. We've got to have these churches come on board. They need to hear that this is going on. And, you know, we're asking people to go to the website where the Hope Inc. Letter is at, and we're asking people to make comments. And we've already had some comments in there, and my sister-in-law was just saying, you know, that there was somebody that talked about their child, and it just so touched her heart. You know, this was just three comments, and I think that's what's going to happen when people post their personal experience or even post something like I'm praying for you and put a scripture, you know, it shows support, and I think we can build on that, you know, because God has a way of touching our hearts with different people's testimonies or postings, you know. So I'm asking everybody, please post a comment or a prayer right there on that page. And hopefully that can be shared everywhere. And, again, we can ask the churches, you know, put this on your prayer list. Please look at that website. And when the churches read the testimonies of these parents and the struggles that we're having, I think it will move these churches because there's a lot of parents still in the dark, you know, unfortunately. So I'm hoping this will do it. But anyway, that's my thing. I think God's put in is that we've got to have a spiritual movement. And, ooh, I'm hearing somebody wash dishes.
I don't know who it is, but...
It's not real bad, but it's not real bad. I can still talk, so if nobody else minds, that's fine with me. But yeah, if we can do a prayer movement as well as a political movement, you know, and we and God send us Mark Prazik, and Mark Prazik is really the Twitter whatever king, and he's the reason that Common Core did not succeed as much as Bill Gates would have liked, because when he did that 13 million study with the University of Pennsylvania, I think they trickled down and found out there was somebody named Mark that was not doing a good job for them, along with other people, of course, lots of parents. But Mark did help us with that Twitter, a lot of the Twitter rallies that, you know, people, I think, got to going. But one of the things I was asking Mark to do is do a dashboard, like we did the, you know, Stop Common Core. So he's going to work on that, but we have to post things that he can gather. So we've got to start posting things on the parents' turn with POTUS, whether it's Stop FedEd. And that is one thing that I'll go ahead and share what Emmett McGordy has said. You know, I think I mentioned to him Joan's idea, which is, you know, I can just see it. Joan, do you mind sharing what you were thinking about Washington, D.C.?
Had a rally at Washington that wasn't just on the ball, but he actually set aside beside Joshua around the city of Jericho, and that we prayed and surrounded that and went around that city, marched around that city 7 times in order to bring down the walls of corruption, the walls of socialism, the walls of, power mongering, and just that kind of idea brings down the spiritual walls of consciousness, and that we have the trunk of God with us. And so I just think it would be a lot of fun. I think it would just be really good for the get a cover, and you have a lot of opportunities. It's kind of like a kind of like